Welcome to Israel 18 News at 8 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. In our top story, the United States has released details of a ceasefire agreement between Israel and Lebanon. According to the Jerusalem Post, both nations have acknowledged the need to curb Hezbollah's activities, with Lebanon's security forces remaining the sole authority to bear arms. Importantly, Israel retains its right to self-defense under this agreement. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has described the ceasefire as a timeout and a historic opportunity for peace, reports Ynet. Israel will maintain a military presence in a 10-kilometer buffer zone. Netanyahu emphasized that he did not agree to Hezbollah's terms, while former President Trump announced upcoming meetings with Israeli officials to discuss further peace prospects. As reported by JTA, the ceasefire, which involves a 10-day halt in fighting, aligns with Trump's broader diplomatic efforts, particularly his talks with Iran. Hezbollah, an Iranian proxy based in Lebanon, plays a crucial role in these negotiations. Netanyahu has reiterated that a historic peace opportunity is emerging, according to I-24 News. This ceasefire push could pave the way for long-term stability in the region, although it remains politically sensitive for Israel's leadership. AXEOS reveals that Trump has spoken with the Lebanese president, highlighting the delicate political nature of the ceasefire for Netanyahu. This development might also assist Trump in reaching a broader peace agreement with Iran. In business news, as Mariv Business reports, Israel celebrates its Independence Day amidst a diplomatic low but an economic high. The country's robust economy contrasts with its challenging diplomatic relationships, as evidenced by a strong performance in economic indices. According to CTEC, the shekel's strength continues to rise as the dollar has fallen 19% over the past year. This financial trend has kept inflation in check, though market dynamics remain unpredictable. Lastly, Walla Business reports a controversy involving the mayor of Kiryat Shmona, Avichai Stern, who was removed from a compensation discussion. Stern criticized Finance Committee Chairman Hanoch Milvitsky, calling it an act of insensitivity. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 9 a.m. for the latest.